This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steppen here with a cast of outstanding characters, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Rich McFadden, who has been entrusted in many ways saving my career over the past 22 years, at least. If you listen to him, he'd tell you that if it weren't for him, I'd be out in the farm shoveling manure all the time.
I fail at this job all the time.
You might be in the ground if not for me, actually.
All right, so our job here is to take the stories from Talkers Magazine that they have over the course of the week. They have assessed by listening to a lot of talk radio stations, programs, hosts, that sort of thing. They have come up with the top 10 items, the stories of the week, and the people who are big. What did we decide? Last week we decided to start at the top and go through. I forget, Richie, were you here last week? I think you were here.
I was, and I was the one who pushed you to do that because otherwise you never get to number one.
Once again, saving my career and saving me from myself. Yes, thank you. All right, so at number one, the Trump-Russia investigation. What more can be said? Mueller's been at this for a year, has nothing to show for it. It's a big can of dead worms, and so we go on paying for it. I think the latest toll I saw, the tab, is $160 million it's cost the American taxpayer.
Let me throw you a little bit of what more can be said about it.
Okay.
Have you heard about the possible, quote-unquote, FBI mole that Trump wants to, and the White House wants to release the name of?
No.
Okay, so the White House believes that this whole story was concocted by the FBI.
Which story?
The Russia collusion story.
Oh, okay.
That there was never any collusion on the behalf of Trump. And in fact, the FBI and the deep state Obama government, or just say deep state government, the people who didn't like Trump and didn't want them to win the election and then didn't want him to succeed as president once he did win the election, created this story. So to create the narrative, you have to have a cast of players. You have to have the setup, you have to have the verifier, and you have to have somebody come in and hand the information off to somebody in the Trump team to get them to buy it. So at a certain point, the FBI supposedly has paid a person to take the Steele dossier and get it to the Trump team so that the Trump team buys it.
This is kind of complicated.
It's very complicated.
It's super complicated, but you're doing a good job, Rich.
I'm trying. So the bottom line, and this is kind of, it's still a little bit conspiracy, but it's being reported now on CNN and the other major news things that the mole does in fact exist, and they want to go ahead and release the person's name.
The New York Times reported on that this week.
Right. I can give you that person's name.
Really? Good.
And you
Victoria.
Also.
Is it Victoria Keelan?
It is not Victoria Keelan. It is Jennifer Horn.
I'm very busy behind the scenes.
Yeah, who is it?
It's Stephen Halper.
Now, I know that name.
That's who it's being reported as. He used to do shows here years and years and years ago, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm thinking, do I know this guy?
You do.
He's married. Who is his wife?
That's right. I'm not going to mention her name.
Okay.
We're not going to go there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I know.
But this guy is very connected with MI6. He's a professor at Cambridge University, political professor, very connected to MI6, the FBI, and worked under Nixon, Reagan.
Didn't his wife work with me?
So we're going to move along now.
Well, I want to know the wife's name now. You can't do this. Come on.
You can Google it. But
it sounds like what?
You're right.
She doesn't use the same
word. So, again, this is all speculative.
Yeah.
But I read a couple of a little bit kooky articles, but it's getting more to the surface and more mainstream.
Well, keep in mind how everybody laughed a year ago when Trump said, somebody was tapping me, somebody was wiretapping.
Right.
Well, guess what? He may not be all wrong, and I think it's funny that it's actually having, this story's been tossed around in, you know, more conservative communities saying, oh, this is going on. But now mainstream media is having to report on this. And what really is the catalyst behind it is that the owner of Fusion GPS, which is the company that put together that dossier on Trump that was paid, what, over $500,000 by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, his name is Glenn Simpson. Glenn Simpson testified, and his testimony was just made public not so long ago. And in that, he actually implicated the FBI in saying that someone there had assured him that they had someone in the campaign kind of keeping tabs on what was going on. So now have sworn testimony about this.
If you look it up, you can find copies of the checks written from the FBI to Stephen Halper.
Uh-huh.
For hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You resisted the urge to jump in here, Victoria. Help yourself.
I'm just following along. I'm just listening.
She's taking notes.
I'm with Victoria. You know, you think this is a little crazy, and you think, okay, right, the FBI really
happened to
set. Just before we went on the air this morning, we were talking about Gordon Liddy and Watergate.
Yep.
Okay? And think about all of the things. Think about JFK. Think about all of the government conspiracies. Mm-hmm. It's not beyond the government to go, we don't like this person. How do we get them gone?
Yep. And they have the power
and
the
money,
have to pay the resources.
Yes.
The government is so big, it is very dangerous. You're right. I think there's something.
And how dangerous is it when administrations can weaponize our Department of Justice, which is should be beyond reproach, to go against political opposition? Because it can happen on both sides of the aisle. We've seen it historically.
Oh, it has. Yeah. Look at how many times. It's crazy.
And just think about this. I've had this kind of belief for, I don't know, a decade or so, that no matter who gets elected in, it kind of gets pushed as to who will get elected. And then once they sit in the seat, there's this golden book that gets opened up to them. And it says, this is what you will do for the next 4 years. And if you're a good person, we'll do it again for another 4 years for you. And then you get a guy like Trump in there who opens up the golden book and says, yeah, chuck that in the trash can. You know, so it's really kind of got me thinking. I hate to think this stuff, but
I don't
want to be so blindfolded to think that it can't happen either.
I do believe that he wasn't supposed to win, and I do believe that there is a series of approvals processes that goes on in this country, and that our vote doesn't mean as much as we think it does. I was talking this last week with someone who is working with the Voter Integrity Project, and the voter registration in my city of Los Angeles is 144%, which seems pretty amazing considering 100% should be about as high as you can go, 100% of the population. So they have so much in voter fraud. People register multiple names and birth dates at places like miniature golf courses. There is so much going on with this government that is officially deep state to ensure electoral wins that it wouldn't surprise me when there's a boo-boo and somebody gets elected that shouldn't.
There's always been
chiseling
and cheating in elections.
They called it an insurance policy against Trump, which is
right. There was an FBI, FBI employee.
Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Thank you very much. Where he texted her, we have an insurance policy.
Great. All right, 16 past the hour. There's the overview. I actually have a little to add to that, but we'll pause for a moment and then spend a little bit more time on the investigations. All right, this is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Stephan, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn on the air. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off. the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, now let's keep moving here on the Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. The Department of Justice and the FBI investigating Cambridge Analytica, which sort of is part and parcel of all of this investigating stuff, isn't it? The investigation seems to focus on the political data firm's financial dealings. Investigators have questioned former employees in banks that work with this country, this company that's headquartered in England. They're shutting down this month. It's been accused of gathering data from 87 million Facebook users without right. their consent. How is this playing into? Why is the
it isn't connected to the to
some
the
people
Russia.
Think it is.
Well, I mean, certainly gathering all that information. These are the people that got Facebook in trouble. And certainly you could tie
it's
that
It's political
into,
because the Trump administration, the Trump campaign bought the data. They bought the reports. So that's why it went political. And they're also, Cambridge Analytica also did the same thing with Brexit. So they've got Brexit and they've got a U.S. election and they're in the crosshairs of both. That's why so, they went bankrupt, essentially, because no one wants to work with them anymore.
Yeah.
They lost all credibility.
Well, they got caught.
Well, yeah, they did. All right, speaking of getting caught, number two this week on the countdown, the North Korea meeting with South Korea and what's going on with the nuclear program there. Is it just so much hocus pocus, or is really Kim Jong-un serious about, how do you know what, people say, oh, this
yeah,
is what he
know.
Means, that's what he means, how do you know
right.
what the
guy is? You don't even know
are.
What the inside of the country looks like, much less what is in the mind of Kim Jong-un.
Actually, yeah, you do. CBS and PBS have snuck is not good English.
Snuck people in, yeah, you get a little glimpse. But I think what's happening is, at least if you listen to what the White House is saying that they have not been told that the meeting is canceled. They're still proceeding like it's going to happen on June the 12th. But President Trump gave Kim Jong-un sort of a dire warning. He said, look, while we may not take the Libya model, meaning Gaddafi in the ground, to represent what a deal with you would look like. Clearly, if you don't make a deal with us, then maybe that will be your future because we may have to go in and look for a regime change. So that was the threat made by the president, but they are kind of playing a game of good cop, bad cop with the administration. Mike Pompeo is going out there talking about the economic benefits to North Korea to come to the table. And then you have John Bolton and then President Trump who are kind of saying, look, you need to, if you don't come to the table, there will be repercussions.
You know, and this is brilliant. Trump hires a guy that's been on CNN for a year going, you should just blow North Korea up.
You talking about Bolton?
Bolton,
John
yeah.
Bolton.
And then he brings
guy.
Him and puts him on staff, and Kim Jong Ding Dong is like, uh-oh.
What's he doing here?
And then the other thing you got to remember is this is not trying to deal with Iran, okay? It's not ideological. It's not religious. It's... He wants a limo with a hot tub in the back.
Yeah.
All right. Trump knows how to deal with that guy.
21 after the hour. Talk radio review time.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 and change after the hour here with our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Thanks to the help from the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of insight into the number one format in the country. As a matter of fact, in Europe, the number one format in England is now talk radio, and in France it is, in Italy it is, in Spain it is. I find that this is a completely unique American invention that, like so many other things, we've exported, much to the chagrin of some people who wish they didn't have to listen to this stuff on the radio in countries that are more organized than ours is. I think that's, is that a good way of putting it? Countries that are better organized, that is, they're more controlled. Media is more controlled in most other countries than it is here. They do have sort of freedom of speech. But remember, most countries don't have a constitution like ours.
Right.
And most countries do not recognize the freedom of speech. In England, for example, there is no constitution. You are subjects of the Queen.
Right.
And if the Queen says off with your head, guess where your head's going?
Or if the Queen says off with your tongue.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so it is very interesting that talk radio has the top four slots, as a matter of fact. The talk sport people, London Broadcasting, the BBC, all of them have a great focus on talk. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, number three on our story list has to do with our relationship with China. How are the negotiations going in terms of trade? A lot of things are coming into the picture on this, Victoria, including a focus. This has not been well reported, but there's a big discussion going on over air pollution, because whether you know it or not, the people in our administration who don't get a lot of credit, and I don't know that they deserve it. I give them credit where I think they deserve it. And in this circumstance, they do deserve some focus because they're trying to grind up the Chinese. Most of the pollution that happens in China, hello, where does it end up? On the west coast of America. Before, there's nothing to stop the, if you understand how the atmosphere works, the Chinese don't have any huge mountain ranges, especially in the eastern part. So the pollution blows out over the Pacific, blows across the Pacific, and doesn't really stop until it hits the Rocky Mountains. So all of the western states are getting the pollution that's left in the air that hasn't been filtered out by the atmosphere, and it isn't good. It's not healthy.
Yeah, Beijing has kind of that a little bit of an L.A. effect with the smog. It has that sort of a dip in the terrain where it's slightly, it just kind of hangs there. But beyond that, all the rest of their pollution, comes right over to America.
It's getting burned up when it hits Hawaii right now, but otherwise.
Yeah, right. Anything that goes over that, that's 10B on the list this week in terms of focus and attention. The violence that's coming out of this volcano, the gases, the ash that's coming out, the lava and how it's changing the construct of the big island, and the fact that it's still going on, and there is this weekend expected to be another, they're trying to measure this thing using traditional seismological data, and this volcano seems to be defying what other volcanoes seem to have done in terms of, okay, this is what happens if this happens and something else. Have you seen the helicopter shots flying over the volcano, look down into the hole
to
see what it looks like in that hole in the volcano? My God, it looks like the center of the earth has come to the surface of the earth. You look down there and you see what's going on in that hole. Wow.
You'd
be happy not to be around that.
I want to meet a person who is a real estate agent that sells houses on this thing, because I've heard probably no less than five stories of my house got destroyed, I just finished paying it off and have no insurance now, or my mom just sold her house in the States, in the continental States, and moved out here for her retirement home, and it's destroyed. You bought a house on a volcano.
Same thing as buying a house on the coast.
Right.
Any coast, north, south, east, or west.
You have to know at any moment it can go.
28 past.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, it's 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side, discussing some of the things that are in the story list from Talkers Magazine. I noticed that the European Union, you were talking about the China trade negotiations, and one of the things that is part and parcel of this is air pollution. For those of you who haven't followed or don't know, the European Union itself is suing 6 of its member states over illegal levels of air pollution. That would be Germany, Britain, France, Hungary, Italy, and Romania. I got their warnings because a lot of
Romania.
Nitrogen. Who's your what?
Romania.
Yeah.
Think well, about nitrogen, all the diesel engines and all the old stuff. Oh, yeah.
Nitrogen dioxide, which is an aftermath of diesel pollution, in a manner of speaking. It's the little particles of nitrogen that get into the air from diesel. We have eliminated. This is part of the... This is a bit of the scandal that Volkswagen and Audi have found themselves in. The amount of diesel... There's two sides to this coin. Diesels are really very productive in that they give you much more mileage per gallon than a gasoline-powered car or a truck. But the other side of it is the oil that is used, gasoline, diesel fuel, all of it comes from oil. So the diesel fuel is less refined, and by definition, hopefully this isn't too complex, but basically what we're talking about is oil that hasn't been as refined as gasoline. Therefore, there are more, by definition, particulates that are left in it that won't burn, and they go out the tailpipe. So they set themselves up for failure, in a manner of speaking, because they apply the same rigor to diesel-powered engines as they do gas engines, and they're not capable of they're capable of a lot of things, including getting better mileage, so you use less of it. But there's always with a give, there's a take. And in this circumstance, the exchange is that the pollutants that come out of the tailpipe are a little more difficult to get rid of in the atmosphere than what comes out of regular fossil fuel gasoline-powered cars. So now they're trying to chase around to get these levels low. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, Spain have been warned already because of the pollution that their cars are spewing out. And they say, European Union says 75,000 premature deaths happen as a result of this. Well, you know what? There are probably 750,000 premature deaths that happen because of smoking. Have you ever gone to Europe and taken stock of how many people in all these countries are puffing and puffing and puffing away?
Yeah.
And so, and not to say that air pollution from cars is good or that it ought to be just, you know, let it go by the wayside, but the kinds of things that are taken.
Well, it's not just cars, too.
Stock.
It's like factories and things that. There's so many other
things. That's why I was surprised at Romania, because, you know, Spain, Germany, France are all industrial countries, Italy. Mm-hmm. So when you said Romania, I was like, it doesn't seem like they would have as much manufacturing as these other bigger
countries. No, the Eastern European countries don't really. But
if you think about it, though, you know who else should be on that list? And I know it's not part of the EU, but if it was bigger and over in Europe, Cuba would be probably numero uno on that pollution list. Because they have such a high rate of lung cancer. And you're right, Doug, smoking obviously is a contributing factor. But there's just the smog and the air quality in Cuba. It's horrific because they've got all those old 1950s American cars they haven't been able to get American car parts for, and so they've got these cheap Russia-made car parts, and it's just you can see thick black smoke coming out of every car.
Isn't it funny?
It's awful.
Yeah, the other day I was riding down the road, and this truck in front of me was just spewing out black smoke.
Yeah,
and
the injectors are fouled up.
Yeah,
when that happens, the injectors are.
But it's shocking to you when you see a car spew out dark smoke. Like before, it used to be everywhere, but now it's like you see one and you're like, oh my
God. In 2018, it freaks you out. But in Cuba, that's every car.
Right. Yeah. If you look at some of the old movies, the old cars from the 30s and 40s, they all spewed out that kind of stuff because that's what exhaust by definition was. And now you're right. Every time you go down, if you see anything at all, the trucks that spew out the stuff because the injectors are not working properly,
the
diesel engine, we're not used to it, or a car that has a valve problem that's using a lot of oil and the blue smoke comes out of it, you don't see much of that anymore either.
Like all of your tractors on your farm.
No, mine.
Well, even my brother has a 68 Chevelle, and even his car, he's rebuilt the engine and he's done a lot of things on it. So his car runs so much cleaner than it would have originally in 1968. So when you look
same
at
with
Cuba
my 67
being
67 Bronco.
Right, and which is a beautiful car. Every time I see that picture, Rich, oh my God, that's gorgeous. I would drive that in a heartbeat. But when you look at the pictures of these cars, like these beautiful old 57 Chevys stuck in Cuba with with the black smoke coming out of it, it's just, it freaks you out in 2018.
There's sort of hypocrisy here, though. The Europeans chasing each other around. The most expensive and most polluting cars in the world are made in Europe. The Bentley, the Rolls Royce. You know how much stuff goes out the tailpipe of those things with five,
seven?
How
many of those are on the road, though?
I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
it
many.
Still is. It's still one of those.
For every Bentley, there's 50 smart cars or 100 smart cars.
Let's hope so. The one other thing that sort of is a sideshow here is Iran. When talking about what's going on in conversation on news talk radio stations around the country, the business of what is being done to sort of bring them into line and whether or not the deal that we had with Iran was good or bad, whether it should be killed or not. I thought it was interesting, as long as we stick with Russia for a second, a number of the people in the European Union have resisted, in fact, gotten angry at President Trump this week because he's trying to prohibit companies based in Europe from doing business in Iran because of the newly reimposed sanctions. And they said, screw you, we're not going to do what you want us to do, basically. Even his pal Emmanuel Macron of France is not for what the president has done.
I think so. The only exception that Trump has real power over is Airbus, because they still have 10% of their business done
right, in America.
So they're going to have to pull out that 10%. Jobs will be lost, but they're not going to turn down that Boeing contract that Boeing's not going to honor anymore, so can't honor.
Right.
But I think that's the only case that Trump really can bully someone into doing that.
Right. They have an old fleet of the national airline. They don't have private airline.
There you go.
They have a national airline.
Come on.
All right. Okay. So.
Sorry.
Next, let's see, where are we here? The embassy in Jerusalem, and it's interesting, all the countries that are moving, they aren't well-known countries, they're not big countries yet. But I think this week, didn't we hear three or four
Guatemala?
We're moving, some Central American countries moving their embassies to Jerusalem. This is much ado about nothing, by the way. This is nothing but sheer politics. This has nothing to do with reality. This is all the politics of the Israelis versus Hamas. It's one nut. 90%, 100%.
Define
bogus.
This for me, the actual
problem,
moving or the reaction to?
The reaction to it, Richie. The reaction is more made-up theater, made-up foolishness, so that the folks at Hamas can get more contributions from people who hate the Jews and just want to do everything they can to push the Israelis into the ocean, which is never going to happen, but we can make a lot of money. Remember, Arafat, when he died, Arafat was the first leader of Hamas and the PLO. He died with $5 billion in the bank. Where did Arafat get $5 billion? You don't think trading on fear and hate is big business and good business? It sure as heck is. You consider the number of companies that are run by people who hate the Jews, and just, multiply it, whatever, out as far as you want. There's big money in this kind of stuff over there, and that's why it's all shook up, and it's going to continue. The violence will continue as long as there's so much money to be made in fear-mongering and hatred. And that's basically what you got.
The people
on both sides. Well, you'd like to think.
Pushed around like pawns.
Yeah, you would like to think that would be the case. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, to review the official list published by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. At number 10, the usual sort of approbation to sports talk radio. At number 9, the Black Klansman film. Number 8, the passing of Tom Wolfe and Margot Kidder. Number 7, sports betting. The ruling from the Supreme Court allowing sports betting. Be a very interesting move as that progresses. Number 6, the royal wedding. I would have thought that'd been number 1, actually. If my program is any reflection on it, it's been a big, big focus. Jerusalem and what's going on with the embassy there at number 5, border security 4, trade negotiations 3, the North Korean-South Korean deal at 2, and the investigation of Donald Trump, number 1 this week, again, on the Talk Radio Review. More conversation about a hot hit or two as we have time. Chronic sleep loss may hasten the onset of several diseases. A lot of studying this week about how aging affects your sleep. Perhaps something you ought to pay attention to. That is the quality of your pillow, the quality of your mattress, the quality of your rest. My suggestion is that you order new MyPillows for everybody. All the beds in the house, if you haven't replaced them with MyPillows, now's the time for you to do it, because there's a great special for pillows for the price of 2. And for the next week through Memorial Day, when you go to, if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, find out how, if you are a present or past serviceman or a woman, that you can be thanked for your service by saving additionally the Memorial Day sale at MyPillow, thanking you for your service. This offer is not available anywhere else, certainly not in retail stores. So in order to get the benefit of it, if you're in the service, take advantage of the special deals, not only on pillows, but everything that they have in the catalog, which you can see by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Save lots of money on pillows, bedding, mattresses, especially if you're a member of any of the service organizations. Go to MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. For meat eaters, a sizzling steak is a summertime joy. But before you pop it on the grill, pay attention to the label, because mechanical or blade tenderization methods for beef could increase your risk of a foodborne infection.
The concern about these mechanically tenderized meats is that when you start poking into the meat, you're making what was the outside now getting into the inside.
Dr. Pratish Tosh says mechanically tenderized meat is pierced with blades to make it easier to chew. This type of meat should be cooked to a minimum internal temperature of 145 degrees Fahrenheit to kill bacteria such as E. coli. So how do you know if the meat you buy has been mechanically tenderized? The USDA now requires all meat processed this way to have labels that alert consumers. The new labels also include instructions on how to cook it safely. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Doug Steffen here with the 10 most discussed people this week, not disgusting, but those who have been participants, if you will, because they've been guests on some programs, or we have participated in talking about what's going on in their reality. At number 10, LeBron James. And here's a guy that really has figured out how to get it done. And when I mean it, I mean the kinds of things, the energy, if you will, of being focused. He's very focused. Tom Wolfe, Margot Kidder at number 9, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu at number 7, Kim Jong-un at 6, James Comey is in the 5th position, Hillary Clinton at 4, Rudy Giuliani at 3, Robert Mueller at 2, and Donald Trump number 1, along with his wife Melania, as a result of the operation she's had this past week. All right, the people list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so the other items here that are hot buttons, the royal wedding, obviously, in the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine that we're reviewing here.
What? Sorry.
It's on the Talk Radio Countdown. Well, listen, Richie, not everybody is a bloke like you.
And a friend of mine, she's a Brit, and it's a huge deal to them.
Oh, yeah, of course it's a huge deal. Look at all the American networks that are over there doing such scintillating conversations.
I'm telling you.
How does the Queen wave? What else, Victoria, did we hear this week that was being discovered by American news media over there? Scintillating conversations about what the royals have for dessert on Palm Sundays and whatever the hell.
Well, to me, I always laugh at the memorabilia. So they've been selling out for the last couple of weeks of plates with Harry and Meghan on them, and teacups and salt and pepper shakers and butter dishes and like everything you can think. Tea
but
towels are really big over there.
Unless
it doesn't
Charles
matter though.
Dies.
It doesn't even matter. It's Fergie and what's his name. They had a big wedding too, and people are still interested. And he was never going to be king. But you've got the Diana connection now, and you know it's so emotional for the British people and for people around the world too who love Diana and remember seeing those two boys walking in back of her casket. And that's something that, you know, that's burned
it's
in people's brains.
It's like what they do with the Super Bowl now. They tell the story, and that's why it's so huge.
Well,
it's
the fact that he's marrying
people
an American who's
right,
biracial. There's a lot of extra stuff in there, too.
And an actress to boot. Wow, he's
right.
Okay,
yeah.
Sports betting and the Supreme Court ruling on opening the floodgates. This is going to be a lot of money for a lot of different concerns, not only the sports betting parlors, radio and television will benefit from the advertising that comes out of it. What else?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mark Cuban said this week that that franchises were going to be much more valuable.
Yeah.
And so that's, of course, you know, as a team owner, that's what he looks at, too. So it seems to just be good for everybody all around.
Yep. And the passing of Tom Wolfe, the author, and Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane in the Superman films, passing away, that was a large, certainly, conversation about it and what they meant to. Isn't that interesting what people like that mean to our sense of selves, in a manner of speaking? 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Time for us to overview with Victoria and her expertise the 5 top stories in the world of technology this week. So, Victoria, we start at number 5, work our way to number 1 as we usually do. The story from Equifax. And what an outrage that is, and they are, a company that has no reason for being. Here's another reason for you to get as far away from these a-holes as you possibly can.
Well, it's not easy to do, but yeah, the theme for this week's tech news has really just been breach after breach after breach. This is another one. Equifax now says that those affected by that massive breach last summer, you know, as a reminder, it was 280 million people affected by that or something. It's some insane number. Now they're saying that images of some people's passports and IDs have also been stolen. And they only revealed this because this was an SEC filing. So, hello, Equifax, way to be transparent and actually protect the consumer. This only leaked out because they were forced to make this filing. Right. Some of the users of their data portal have gone on and made disputes on the Equifax site. It doesn't help, but they say that photos of passports, driver's licenses, social security cards, and other types of ID that people use to identify themselves when they're establishing credit accounts, those things have been breached. They say 53,000 driver's licenses and 3,200 passports. I believe it's more than 3,200 passports. This company has done this trickle-out effect. They say, oh, it's only this, and then it turns out it's more. So, unfortunately, it probably will be more. And again, the best and only thing you can really do, once your data's stolen, that's it. It's out there. But what you can do is freeze all 3 of your credit reports, Equifax, TransUnion,
experience.
Right, experience. Yep. Yeah.
Right.
So those three, go in and freeze all your reports. It's free to do. And that way, if someone does have your data, they can't open any accounts in your name. And that is the most effective thing that you can do at this point.
Right. Number four has to do with another malfeasance at Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Facebook has suspended around 200 apps that work with Facebook over suspicions of misusing user data. Just like what Facebook did, just like what Cambridge Analytica did with that whole scandal, these apps are now being investigated by Facebook, and Facebook says that they are gathering millions of user data without explicit consent. They're selling them to third parties, which they're not supposed to do. And so now Mark Zuckerberg said this week that they're investigating every app that's associated with Facebook. It's going to take time, but so far, 200 have been suspended from the platform.
I wonder if he ever wakes up and thinks, why did I do this?
I think he thinks that every day now.
Yeah, until he goes and looks at his bank account. Number three, another data breach.
Chili's restaurant is in the spotlight this week. They announced at the beginning of the week that a data incident at some of their restaurants have resulted in credit and debit card data breaches. The list of impacted restaurants has not been released yet. However, Chili's says that these breaches happened between March and April for people who were in the restaurant. And so here's another tip that I always share with everyone who will listen. When you are at a restaurant or any other consumer spot, the grocery store, the pharmacy, never, ever, ever use your debit card with a PIN. Always use it as credit. Always, always, always. Because this is what happens. If you go to Chili's and you pay for your dinner and you use it as debit and you type in your PIN, then you're screwed. Because when these data breaches happen, and they will continue to happen, people can have direct access to your bank account and your cash. And that's a lot harder to get back than calling your credit card company and saying, hey, can you put a freeze on that charge? So that's my friendly advice.
All right. There's another number two has to do with a pretty sophisticated phishing scam.
Netflix is in the news this week, too. Now, this is really not Netflix's fault, and they are trying really diligently to help consumers not fall for this. It's an email phishing scam. In the subject, you will see your Netflix membership is on hold. Of course, that's alarming to anyone who has a Netflix account. Now, your membership, your account, it's probably all fine. However, this email is so sophisticated, it takes you to a website that wants you to authenticate your security. It pretends to be looking out for you, and it even ends up with you being on the actual Netflix site where you can go back to resuming all of your streaming as normal. You never even knew that you've just been phished. So Netflix says do not use any links from any email coming from anything that looks like Netflix. Go right to the Netflix official site, and if there's a problem with your account, you can find out there.
Amazon Prime members, this is actually, I guess, good if you're an Amazon Prime person, huh?
Absolutely. Amazon Prime, the cost has gone up in right around now towards the end of the month. If you're a Prime member, your membership has gone from $99 to $119 a year. However, they are now offering 10% off sale items when you shop at a Whole Foods store. All you need to do is download the Whole Foods app, and when you're in the Whole Foods store, you're good to go for an extra 10% off.
Yippee! Pay 10% more to get 10% less, or something like that. That's a great advertising slogan, isn't it? 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.